First panel this morning will be on the prevention of obesity and chronic diseases. We'll be hearing from Eric Miles, the Executive Director of Quebec en Femmes Canada, and Mr. Harry Rutter, who's the Director, National Obesity Observatory, Honorary Senior Clinical Lecturer from the Department of Public Health and Primary Care at the University of Oxford in the UK. And we will begin with Eric's presentation.
Good morning, all. Thanks for having us. Thanks, Laurette, for having us today with our project. I choose to present you more of a strategy, so I might disappoint some. I won't dive into data, but more of the strategy we're putting in place in Quebec since 2002 around fighting obesity and towards living active and good eating habits for kids from 0 to 17 years old, and also through educational system also and municipality. So it's all for us, and that's what we'll try to go through this morning. First, just quick facts. In Canada, well, the largest province, Quebec is the largest province, 1.7 million kilometers, so it's a large sector to cover. Canada, second most population province of the province, 23% of the population. French language, so you can see my English this morning, it's okay, hopefully. Part of the federation, so 10 provinces and 3 territory. And maybe important to know also a fact in Canada, and especially in Quebec, management of the health care system and educational system is responsibility of the province. Just how we structure our organization since 2002. Actually, it's an important week. By Friday, we're going to be merging what used to be two strategy, what we call Le Fonds sur les saines habitudes de vie in Quebec, our fund that was moving since 2002. So now it's becoming, by Friday, one board, one executive director. So I still have a job by Friday and keep going for the next year and months. It's an important project. It's $480 million. Has been put towards that strategy over the 207 up to 217. And the structure is a 50-50 between the foundation and the government. And within the strategy, and that's the merge that's coming, that's what we're doing by Friday. Actually, the part of promotion and mobilization, it's getting within the organization. And I'll try to explain a little more about that. And all the aspect that we touch when we call about local, regional, and when you read national here, you have to think provincially, actually, so Quebec. So it's a few terms sometimes in French. With the politics, we have to use that way. If we look at the governments, actually, well, the board, like I said, is 50-50 between the government and the foundation. We have to see it as a good heritage, and it's an innovating mix of culture. You have the government, and it's really important in Quebec to see the open-minded and openness of the government with his réseau of all the structures and body coming in to collaborate. And you have also La Fondation who chose back in 2000, actually, not to just challenge the government, but work with them and work with as a partnership and together. And the Fondation comes in that partnership with like Mr. Chagnon, the founder, with the willingness as a businessman, but collaborating with the strength of government. So it's a good culture that comes out of that partnership. Contribution from respective networks, it's really important. Also the philanthropic network, I would say, and the government network, and so that we came across, and plus with all the large network, we can come across a community and the research and et cetera. And a joint willingness of succeeding if they're putting that much money. After there's two other agreements like that between the foundation and the government, so it's going to be over nearly $1 billion the next 10 years towards developments of kids in Quebec who are going to be involved in a specific agreement between the two. Just important parts of the strategy. Also, you have to look, I won't go through, but it's all the ministry who are involved in the strategy. What we call in Quebec, le PAG, it's an action plan of the province, actually. So you have all the ministry who are signing, and they're collaborating in the strategy of Quebec Enfant. So it's becoming mainly the provincial or the societal strategy where all those players are really involved. So, and you also have to see behind that a favorable legislation in Quebec. Three important parts. If we look at the educational legislation, since the end of 90, we call it's all the board of the school, but everything goes towards empowerment and community. So it's a local decision level. We have more place. So we talk about that later actually in the first presentation. And the second is the municipality. By 2000, Quebec was a big reorganization in the province with the fusion of municipality merging and a new responsibility towards policy, social policy and this and that. So the municipality, so all that, it's positive current towards the strategy. And the last one came about, it's 3 years ago now, two or 3 years ago, it's the youngest one, it's toward the health system. It's all that population approach. So, and that again goes towards empowerment of the community and decision at the local level. So we are in that good stream, and so we're not battling against the current. That I won't go through, but we have many parts in our organization, either data and this and that that we develop, but just the approach how we develop, and that's been developed in not just in the organization, but within the in collaboration with the government also. And so we, either the government or the group, we all speak the same approach. So towards, we work with the kids, we work with the family, but we also work with the environment. So the micro and the local and the large environment towards the legislation. So it's really important part of the strategy. If we go through also next part, when we call local, regional, and provincial, if I adjust for the group, you have to see in the strategy, important part is how we work vertically and horizontally. So it's a strategy. We're not just putting money or our dots in the local aspect, but it's local, regional, and provincial. And we work with all that level. Let's say we get to the local level, so it's everybody together. It's not only the school, municipality, it's community center, it's all the stake or the key players in the local level. The same at the regional and same at national, and we work a lot also in the vertical way towards the logic of what's coming up on the field, what the legislation you need or this and that program, and how things can come across. So we play a role. Sometimes we call a gapper in all that, so it's a fun puzzle. Local plans, where we involve, that has been developed since 2002, like I said, but it's an important part of strategy, I would say positioning. So it's everywhere in the province. We're reaching right now over 125 community. Just in numbers, for example, by 2012, we're going to be at 165. That's 100% of Quebec if we look at municipality size. And that's defined, it's not us defining the size of municipal community. For example, in Montreal, it's a district, and that's how they build. And if we go more in a rural aspect, sometimes it's called MRC. And so it's you can have 18 municipalities in one MRC, for example. But that's the kind of regroupment and efficiency they have. So you can see by the numbers, we're nearly 850 cities in the province, more than 1,600 schools. 58% of the school where we are, so it's underprivileged. So that's important too. It's not the same type of investment, so there's more emphasis towards the underprivileged aspect and region and communities. For a large number, nearly 3,000 partners who are working, not once a year signing a paper and we take a part of our money, but we have actually, we did a large survey this summer, over 700 of our 3,000 partners, and they're meeting together, it's average 2 to 3, over every second week or 3 weeks, and so it's really, the continuity is really important towards the empowerment and having the plan. And nearly with investing right now nearly 20 million in the local aspect. And plus, if you add to that what we call the support or l'accompagnement in French, so we're talking nearly 28 million. And it's an important part of the strategy also, like working with the community. It's not just cash coming out, but it's an important aspect of the success. Regional plans, it's, I would say, the newest development that was in the other group that were emerging by Friday. It's only been on since a year and a half or so. So we're talking right now about 13 plans coming out of 10 regions. And I have to say it's important. The regional aspect is crucial to succeed. We can finance more hundreds of millions on the local aspect. It would be fine to have different places. But if we don't have that logic go with the regional and the legal aspect and all that continuity, we're going to be chipping in an empty pot. So that it's really important for the legislative part. That contribution, and I won't go before what we're doing Friday in the next few months in the strategy, but I really believe there's going to be a little more important role to play within the next part of the strategy towards with the regional aspect. And national or provincial plans, at this time, we're calling more, from the start, and that started in 2007, so we're only 10 now, so it's only 3 years, but it's mainly promotion, and it's project that comes either at the provincial level, but also coming up either a promotion strategy, for example, of what's coming up from the field and what could be put in place. And in there you have to see also not just the promotion aspect, but for example, we work with university towards, let's say, for eating habits. There's a empty spot, I would say, for training or university training for people for the populational approach. It's mainly clinic approach. And there we're talking about the population approach. So how we work with the university to work with them, influence, and what's coming up on the field to influence the change of educational on that part. And same with the physical activity and this and that. So it's all that range that we work. And there's four big aspects right now have been developed the past 2 years: agri-food, communication, food sources, physical active lifestyle, and all that part about formation. Is that, I don't know if it's right in English, formation or training. And it's nearly 20 million right now involved in that for the 2 or 3 years. So you can see there's a little more, and it will stay that way in the local, but there's more in the regional and national coming, and with the new plan coming, more to come for the next few years. Key learnings and concept developed over the years. We are in a complex system. You all know, you're more specialist than I am. And so for us, the way we try to simplify a little bit the thing is for us is to think of our mind spec. So three mind spec that we develop in our learning since 2002. First one for us is a non-negotiable is the kids. So we put the kids on the table when we negotiate on with the local, regional, so we don't get stuck in budget, unions, fights between municipality and school, and this priority is kids. You want to talk about the kids, we'll put that on the table. We put that on the agenda. We don't want to be simplest about that, but it's crazy how far we can go when we truly, and we're really lucky as an organization. We don't have, and sorry for those, but we don't have a McDonald's or Coca-Cola or sugar industry or salt industry behind us. So I've got no hamburger for sale. I've got no election to win. One priority is the kids. And so that's a non-negotiable. The second, it's I put it in different words, but together, alliances, partnership, community. So it's working together. I mean, if a school approach us or a city or even just one school board, it's a no. It's not really a no. We sit back with them and go sit with your partners. So that work horizontally, it's a non-negotiable aspect also. So nobody, I say with people that works in our group, you're not allowed to travel by yourself at Quebec on farm, and it's the same with the partners. And the third, I won't go through all, but it's the value. And that never changed. Since 2002, we rewrote our mission 5 times. And we will by the merging coming this Friday again for the 6 times. It's not we don't know what we're doing. It's just it's a bottom-up approach. We adjust. It's an emergent strategy. But there's one thing that never changed since 2002 is the value behind that. And the first one, maybe the most important one, is the respect. Respect of what's happening in the community, respect of expertise of each other, this and that. And then I can go through the 7 and even do another 15 minutes on that, but I won't. More concept and learning to finish. You have to see our strategy more of a societal strategy than a series of projects, and that's really important. There's a big difference for that for us and how the way we work it and the way we work with the partner. It's an emergent strategy more than best practice. It's not that we don't look at the best practice. We have PhD in our organization. We have partners who are doing all that work. We associate with people, but it's primarily an emergent strategy than best practice. Empowerment. It's the main thing. I mean, if it's not there, we won't succeed. It won't stay. Good strategy of evaluation and knowledge transfer. It's major. And strategic investment. We're not just, it's more than just subvention or only financing the community, but it's really, there's a strategic way for us to see how we invest. And lastly on this slide, but the concept of proudly found somewhere else is really important for us. So we're not reinventing everything everywhere. And when we talk about empowerment, we work that way with our people. Lastly, we need to promote innovation. So all our structure, we need to be really coherent the way we structure the organization, the way we... So like when I talk about strategic and financing, it's got to be in the same way that we see things. So a major factor of success also rests on the supports, what we call in French l'accompagnement. I didn't have the right word in English for it. But the quality, the smartness, the continuity, and that back up with the value and the three things I talked before. So, and that's the main part of the success of what we developed since 2002. Positioning, we need to be at every level of the society. I talk about it, the local, regional, the national, and working virtually or horizontally, it's major. And the public policy factor, the policy I talk in Quebec, but also if we invest all that money for the next 10 years, but there's no effect on the public policy and about the perennity and the empowerment of the community, that we it won't work. We won't get there. So it's an important fact. And lastly, the governance, back again with the partnership, but the work together with public powers, civil society, local communities and companies. So that's where we're working. Increase intervention more than freedom and of action and more responsibility for the private sectors. And intersectoral action and coordination unit, a community of interest. And connection is a cohesion and coherence factor in organization. Thank you very much.
We have time for one question for Eric. One question?
I put them asleep.
Okay. We'll come back to it during the plenary immediately after.
Oh. Loretta.
Okay, no, I had one. As you know, I do like very much this bottom-up and top-down approach of Quebec en Forme and the Quebec Action Plan in general. From a metrics and evaluation, surveillance systems in health, whether it's in Quebec, Canada, or worldwide, are not at all oriented towards supporting action. I always say that they like to count the dead bodies. What would you see as a change in the metrics in the health or other sector to support the work that you do in a more powerful way?
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. Yesterday I was talking... We might get a prize pretty soon for patriotic work between federal and provincial legislation, because we've been doing in the past few months getting across a federal or national survey and a provincial survey. Sadly, it seems to be like, especially in Quebec, I don't know why, sometimes there's a lot. It seems to be more data on the salmon than they are for the development of kids. And so that we're pushing real hard, I would say, on the government. And they're there. And right now with that important financing, we're looking at different strategy for social studies. We collaborated with one that was a long-term study with Richard Tremblay back in, like in 2002, those kids were reaching 5 years old at the same time we were starting, and that we follow. But we had to fight, actually, to put healthy habits and food towards, it wasn't in there. Under their scoop, I would say, to watch that. So there's been some things that were had there. And we're working right now with the government, like I said, federal and the provincial, for the next study that are coming, what they call la surveillance in Quebec, and also the federal with the research project with it starts from the Cancer Society. And they go back with the kids, and that we're going to have more data coming from 2012. So it's influencing more and more, and now there's a platform, actually there's collaboration here with McGill. University Laval also is looking at a platform right now. It's not there yet, but I say that things are coming up right now, and we're getting organized. And within the organization, we have like thousands of data right now, actually. A lot of people would like to put hands on it, and we try to not to be careful, but to make sure to have the right partnership to do it okay. It's more complicated when you don't want to do it by yourself. So you know, getting the right group around and the right partners and at different levels. And so that's all. I don't know if that's answered well.
Yeah,